Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Leverett Ball Show. And on this episode, I believe this is the first time I've ever had a Brewster Academy alum on the podcast. That is Harrison Kincannon. He does a lot in the worlds of podcasting and also personal branding. He's the founder of Pigeon Vision and also hosts the Vision Podcast. And is well known in the content world. I mean, we were talking before we started recording, Harrison. You've done some work with Bob Menery, Pat Shea, a lot of the people in the hockey content community are a big fan of him. I mean, how did this all kind of come about? And, you know, you decided this is what you wanted to do.
So, like, it was like October of last year, I want to say, like end of October. And I'd like just gotten off like a relationship type thing. And I was just a little bit like down. I was like, you know what? Screw it. Everyone says like I should like try out social media. And my roommate at the time was like huge on TikTok. So like we would like, I would see him like record videos and like posts and stuff. And he's like, yo, like Harry, you should get on social media. So then like one day I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So like I just started posting like just like my first videos I posted were like, I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and I would go walk for like a while. And then like while I would walk, I would just record like 100 TikToks of like hot takes, like just anything that like came to my head, and like I'd post them, and then I started getting traction like really quick on TikTok, and then it just kind of like rolled from there. But at first I called it like by my name, and I was like, you know what, I don't really want to be like called by my name, so like I switched it to like Pigeon Vision, which was like such a unique name. Like I just thought like pigeon is like not like a desirable animal. It's like a bird that like everyone like nobody likes. But like I used to play hockey, so like pigeon was like a good like hockey chirp, like that like pigeons used to say to me. So I was like, oh yeah, like it's funny, like Pigeon Vision. And I had a private story on Snapchat called Pigeon Vision, and that I would always like post crazy stuff on, and it would be like 20 of my friends on it, and they're like, yo, you need to get this on Instagram or like TikTok and stuff. So I started doing it, and I understand like social. I'm a person who like understands like social media very well. Like I run like these huge, I run a few huge pages like on the side to like make money on the side. And I understood like how algorithms work, like what hits, what doesn't. So like I knew like what it took to like grow a big page. So like once I figured that out and I put two and two together, yeah, that's kind of like how it was born, you know?
Well, and so, you know, what's kind of the, I think this is a big thing people don't understand who don't do it. Like for me, you know, I do a mixture of broadcasting and content stuff. You know, I do my sports stuff on ESPN, and that's a little bit more structured, and I do kind of the entrepreneurial stuff with, you know, my social media and, you know, my podcasting. But for anyone out there who's not familiar with how it all works, I mean, what's kind of the lifestyle like? I mean, it's obviously very different from just, you know, punching your time card at a 9-to-5 job.
It is like very, very different. Like for example, when I see kids that like I grew up with, say like in public or whatever, they're always so curious. Everyone's just so curious. They're like, cause like it's so straight out of the pack. Like all, like most of my friends, like I just graduated college. So like a lot of my friends are like getting into 9-to-5s right now and like making like that salary or like that job their mom like always wanted them to get, you know? And like me, I'm kind of just like experimenting, you know, like I want to see like what I can do. And it's kind of funny. Cause like, I just like, it's just so like out of the pack. And it's like, people don't understand like how hard it is to like make it in social media too. Like just to like survive and make money. And like, you're not like, when you first start, you don't make any money. Even right now, like I'm barely making any money off it, but I know like down the line, it's going to make me a lot of money. It's going to work. So I'm just trusting the process. And like right now, I'm just kind of like putting in the work to like one day I know it's going to hit. Right. So, but yeah,
no question about it. It's definitely a different path. I mean, that's why I kind of wanted to get into what I do with sports broadcasting and content is like, for me, if I'm doing a job that a zillion other people do, that's, I don't think that's cool. I like to do things that no one else is doing. That's what kind of attracted to me. And like exactly. With my celebrity interviews I've done, you know, people that a lot of other people couldn't imagine ever talking to. And, you know, I've had a chance to have them on my podcast. I don't know. I think my biggest claim to fame is Coolio did a freestyle rap on my podcast, like not long before he died. I might've been the last person to interview him. But,
that's insane.
Yeah, and like having like Michael Strahan on my podcast, and you know, people like that. It's just doing stuff that other people think is unrealistic has always been really appealing to me. And I've always had that reaction of, you know, someone says, oh, something can't be done. And my reaction is like, why not? But, you know, but backtracking though a little bit. So I talked about how we're both Brewster guys, although I misspoke earlier. You're the second Brewster alum to come on this podcast. There's an NBA assistant coach, Max Hooper.
I know who he is. Yeah. He was there when I was there, like not as a student, but as a coach.
Exactly. Yeah. So because he played in the NBA G League. And then when he finished up with that, he coached at Brewster for a year, which is when you were there, like you said, and then became an assistant coach for the Lakers. He actually got to guard LeBron James in a drill in practice because sometimes they use assistant coaches as defensive players in practice. But so actually you and Max Hooper, but how did kind of your background in hockey, did the mindset you developed in hockey translate into what you do now at all?
So the hockey thing is like, it's like important to me because I like grew up my whole life, like playing hockey and like hockey cult. Like I love hockey so much, but like the thing I like the most about hockey was maybe not like actually playing the sport, but like the culture around hockey. And it's probably why I'm like, so like outgoing and like, I like to think I'm funny, like, you know, like, cause like just hanging around like hockey guys, we're always like joking, like hanging around, like the hockey, like culture is like funny. And that's like where I think I get like a lot of my wittiness and like my jokes, my quick jokes from and stuff is I tend from hockey, you know? So
it's funny. Cause I never played, but you know, my main sport most of my life was baseball. I ended up actually playing baseball here in Mass at Curry College. But it's so funny because like half the baseball team at Brewster also played hockey. And I remember that there was kind of like a different culture from the baseball guys who played hockey versus the guys who didn't. One thing, and I've heard like Pat Shea talk about this on his podcast. I think he told some story about how like they would have the circumcised guys stand on one side of the shower. And
That was on my podcast, actually.
I saw that clip on TikTok. Was that on your podcast?
Exactly. Yeah, that was on mine,
But it's so funny. That reminded me of, like, at Brewster when we played a tournament for baseball, and we were in the hotel. And like I said, half our baseball team were hockey guys. So all the hockey guys are really comfortable with their nudity, and the rest of us we're going to keep our pants on. But yeah, it's a different mindset. But
it is.
I guess you get to see a lot of bananas when you play hockey.
Hockey is like, it's like such a locker room culture. Like nobody cares. Like it's just a fun like place to like just hang around. Just hanging around the guys is like just so fun. You know,
I feel as also hockey players are probably the best wingmen. I mean,
definitely.
If you're going to go out and party, although I remember also like when I was at Curry, I knew some of the hockey guys. And is this true with everyone who plays hockey, or is this, I don't know if this is just a Curry thing, but they would use like hockey lingo when they're talking about getting girls. So they'd be literally like, bro, like, where were you with the assist when I needed you? Or like, where were you for the power play when, you know, I needed a wingman? Is that kind of universal in hockey, or was that just a Curry thing?
I think it was like more of like a universal thing, honestly. Like we all say the same stuff that you're talking about.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Cause you don't see that.
It gets passed down. Like, you know, like I learned it from the older kids in my group and like, you know, so.
Yeah. So, but also, you know, I wanted to talk to you about your work with Bob Menery. I mean, he's kind of like the king of the content game, but how did you first get in touch with him?
So I got first in touch with him was in a few, like about, I want to say 3 or 4 months ago, he put on his story, like looking for somebody to like help produce a podcast. And like, I had like DM'd him so many times, but like never gotten any luck. And I was like, DM'd him right away. I'm like, yo, I can like help you produce a podcast. And he's like, okay, bet. Like, I see you have a podcast too. Like, I'll come on as your guest if you help me produce episode with me. So like, I brought like my guy that like helps me produce my podcast. We went down to the Cape. We ended up staying like 2 weeks with Bob just cause like we had nothing else going on. And like, Bob was like, yo, just stay. And like, I'll pay for like, well, whatever. And like, yeah. And like, we just were like hanging out with Bob, and like people get it twisted with Bob. He is one of the nicest, like most genuine guys like ever. Like he helped me through a ton of stuff. And, it just sucked to see like how many people like hate him on him online, but they have no idea like who the real Bob is and like what Because they just see like what's online. Like it's easy to hate on somebody without ever actually meeting them. But like Bob is like I just can't describe like how much he's helped me, and like I owe a lot to him one day, like, and I will one day. And yeah, I just like he's helped me just so much in this game. And yeah, definitely.
No question. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it is easy to make assumptions about people when you only know their online persona. Everyone probably listening to this podcast is like, wow, Harrison Kincannon seems like such a nice guy. We thought he was such a douche earlier, but
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just busting your balls. But no, but you know what? And I'm sure, everyone hates getting this question, but as far as the future goes, what do you want to do with your content moving forward? Are you still kind of playing it by ear?
My content going forward. So I'm actually moving to Dallas tomorrow. So with like four of my best friends, and all these guys are doing none of us are working like your normal type 9-to-5 jobs. Like one of my friends is like a landlord. Another one does like high value sports card trading. Like we're just like hustlers. And like when we're all in one area, it's gonna be like deadly, I think. And I want to just keep continuing to push my brand, keep pushing my personal brand, and I know it's gonna hit one day. Like it really hasn't like blown up in a sense. Like it has like in little spurts, but I don't want it to like explode overnight. I want it to be like a slow, gradual, like people start liking my stuff. People like I'm slowly, gradually just like climbing the ladder, and one day it's gonna pay off. But I want like this really strong personal brand that's like bulletproof, like I can do. Once you have a strong personal brand, you can do so many things off of that. So that's like my main goal, honestly.
No question. So this is, you casually slipped that in there though. So you're actually moving to Dallas tomorrow for how
Tomorrow,
long?
yeah. For like indefinitely. I signed a year lease with four of my best friends. We're living in like a house at 10, like 5, 10 minutes east of like downtown. So like it's like, and like the reason we chose Dallas was because just like the cost of living. Like we were looking in Boston, and like we were finding like shoe boxes, like literally like shoebox apartments for like two times, maybe three times of what I'm paying in Dallas. Like it's actually insane. Like I can't afford like trying to like make it in content and like live in a place like Boston, New York, LA. Like I just can't, I'm not at that level yet. So like I was like, okay, I really want to move out of my parents' place, but like I don't want to like break the bank. So like we're like, all right, Dallas is a perfect place. Rent is super cheap. We're living in like a nice house. Like I actually have space to like set up my podcast. Like who knows? Like maybe I'll do like some other side hustles too to like just make some money on the side. But like I'm just want to make it happen. So like, all right, I want to move out of my parents' house. So like, we just thought like Dallas was like the best move, honestly. It was either that or like Austin. I don't know if you know Austin, Texas, but like it was either one of the two. So
So you guys are basically going to be living in a kind of like creator house.
yeah, some sort of say, yeah, you could say that.
I mean, that's, I feel like that's the best environment to kind of
Yeah,
thrive in. Cause
definitely.
some people, when you're trying to do what we do, some people don't get it. I mean, that
No,
could
it's in.
be way true with family, friends, definitely true with my ex-girlfriend, but we need another completely different episode to talk about how much she
No.
didn't get it. But
Like
yeah.
when I tell, like for example, I don't even like really talking about it. Like when I go out, I just say like I'm like a digital marketer. I don't really I don't like to talk about like what I do. I kind of just like want the work to just show for itself, Like I hate people that like brag about it or like glamorize it when it's really not. It's kind of like the opposite, right? Like I want my work to show for itself. Like I don't want people to think that I'm like some cocky asshole or like some like, because it's really the exact opposite of that,
Okay, so you don't use it to just try to get laid, because I feel like the
No,
Paul
absolutely not.
brothers definitely have done that at some point,
No, I
and
know. And I know, like, and you mentioned the Paul brothers, and like they're like somebody I like look up to like on a huge level, because like there's nobody in the game that kills it more than those two. Like they are literally killing it on every aspect. And you don't really have to reinvent the wheel. If you can just replicate a little bit to what they did, you'll be very successful
although,
in the
aren't
game.
they boxers now?
Yeah, because they're trying to stay relevant. I mean, like they're the kings of staying relevant. So when their YouTube, I mean, their YouTube never really fell off. They each have like over like 30 million or something on YouTube, which is like insane. Like they could have easily just kept doing the YouTube thing, but I don't think it was what he was passionate about. And he wanted to like switch the gears a little bit. So yeah, I think the boxing thing was like huge for them when they switched to boxing. And like Logan does WWE, but he's going to do a fight versus Dylan soon. I don't know if you've been following that, but do you follow that at all or no?
A little bit. But that's the thing people don't realize is like, when it comes to staying relevant, because the same way someone who's not famous or doesn't have a following can grow fame or grow a following, someone who has one can lose it. And yeah, you have to kind of adjust with the time. So how have you been able to kind of adjust on the fly?
So I something I really want to do is like start pushing my podcast like heavy. Like I really want to have like a solid podcast, and I always get to like, I'm really good at like quick editing and like social media presence. Like I'm using that to like my advantage. So we'll record episodes and I'll like fire out reels of like the best clips from like that episode or like, and like a lot of them do go viral. And like, if you read the comments, like there's a bunch of comments that like hate on me and like, oh yeah, like let's start a podcast, bro. Like, you know, like Joe Rogan didn't just start his podcast, right? Like he had to just, there was an episode one, believe it or not. And there was an episode two. And it might not have been the greatest, and it might have been like recorded on his like phone or whatever they were doing. I've seen the old episodes, but like you can't start anything without start. You can't do anything great without starting, right? So that's the way I look at it. I'm just gonna keep pushing out what I think is good content. I'm gonna mix in a little bit of like daily vlog type stuff, which I think will be huge, and then also like try to do like one episode a week, even if it's like me sitting and like doing it myself. I could literally talk for like an hour. And I don't really care about having like a co-host really. I could literally just sit on the podcast and talk for like an hour probably, and it would probably do well, right? So
absolutely. Well, I think also people don't realize, like, I think with anything you talked about how you have to start, but you also, I think early on you have to kind of suck and struggle and fail a little bit. Definitely. I think that's part of the process also. And part of the process of getting good at anything is being bad at it for a while and withstanding that. So maybe, you know, I can say on my resume now, in addition to being one of Coolio's last interviews on planet Earth, I can say I'm one of Harrison Kincannon's last interviews as a Boston resident. But
right? I mean, this is, to be honest, this is the first like podcast like I've ever done that somebody's like ever asked me on. So this is really the first interview like I've ever done, I think. Now I think about it. Yeah.
Wow. No, you're not supposed to tell me that though. You're supposed to be like, oh, I get invited on them every day. I don't know.
Yeah, I do. I get invited on them every day. Cut that part out.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, I'm not even ashamed of it because like I'm so focused on like my own podcast. I mean, there's definitely been people that have like asked me to like go on. It's not even been like I'm like trying to big time anyone. I just like, I don't know. I just haven't really like, I've just been like so heavy and like pushing my own stuff. I haven't really thought about like going on anyone else's show. So like when I saw you, I was like, yeah, definitely. And I saw Brewster too. I was like, yeah, easy. Yes, definitely.
I'm sure many more to come as you start to, you know, make a name for yourself. And I guess for you, you know, you want to respect the process, and it's kind of like being an overnight sensation, not really your thing.
An overnight sensation is something that I've learned in the industry is not the best thing, because my take is there's really no such thing as an overnight sensation. There, like, people don't really see the shit that goes on behind the scenes, but there are some instances where people become an overnight sensation, and that sometimes isn't the best thing, because I've seen people who come overnight sensations and that's when they fall off the most. I think building a slow, sturdy like fan base of like, you have like these little spurts that maybe you get like 10,000 followers, but you're not like growing like millions overnight, you know, where you're like growing a little bit like here and there. But like, no, I definitely think like overnight sensation is like not it. I don't know. Well,
I think also the concept of making it is a myth, and saying you made it, because after I did some of the biggest things I've done in my career, I went through some of the shittiest stretches. So, you know, and people who think that they've made it, that they're untouchable, usually get humbled pretty quickly. Yeah. But
long have you been podcasting for?
Well, so my background, when I got out of college, I just did stuff on TV, and then I eventually started doing stuff on ESPN. And then in 2020, during the quarantine, a bunch of my ESPN broadcasts got canceled.
Yeah.
So I initially got into podcasting because I had nothing else going on. But then once things kind of went back to normal, I was like, okay, I'm going to do ESPN and content. But it was a slow, gradual. I mean, honestly, when I first started doing it, I had to learn the like one plus ones and the basics of just like how to record, how to publish, how to do anything.
Yeah.
So, definitely. But yeah, no, it takes some time. I mean, my best year was last year, you know, when I did the podcast with the NFL player and we had Michael Strahan and Coolio on as guests. For other reasons and things that happened behind the scenes, we had to, you know, shut that podcast down. But we did have a great run. You know, to everyone listening, you got to check out all of I keep calling you Harrison, but has anyone besides me in your life called you Harrison? Is always Harry.
My grandmother sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. So I and your grandmother. Okay. So everyone's got to check out Harry's content, but where can people find you? What are your handles?
My handle is at Pigeon Vision, PIGEON, and then VIZION. I spell it with a Z. So it's pretty much across all handles, all the socials.
Sweet, sweet. All right. So once again, everyone, that was Harry Kincannon, and definitely check out all his content. And thank you all for tuning in to the Lever Ball Show.